Riddle me this, Batman. What has a mask on it but doesn't go trick-or-treating?
The football helmet.
What a work of innovation, art, technology, passion, and plastic. But you know, it wasn't always made of plastic. As a matter of fact, when the NFL began, guys didn't even wear helmets. Can you believe that? What a shot to the noggin that is. Oh, but not today. Today it's all about the protection of the athlete. Let's look at the helmet and see how it's become what it has today.
There are two main types of hits to the helmet, linear hits and rotational hits. Linear hits are direct hits on the helmet, where rotational hits are glancing blows that rotate the head. When designing a helmet, there are two main things to consider, reaction and adaptation. New advances in the technology of the helmet have made it possible to tackle both concepts. Let's start from the outside and work our way in. Today's helmet is made out of many materials. Here's a rough breakdown of the ingredients. The majority of the helmet is made from polycarbonate. This is because it is an extremely durable material that helps deflect impact injuries while still remaining lightweight. You know, the first football helmet wasn't made out of plastic or any hard material. 100 years ago, an Annapolis shoemaker made the first helmet out of leather. Can you believe that? I might as well put my shoe to my head. Actually, this might be more protective. Helmets today have an inner suspension system. Under the outer shell is a shock bonnet. A shock bonnet cradles the skull and allows the hard shell to move independently from the head, thus resulting in fewer damaging rotational forces because the hard shell is able to move independently from the head, deflecting the hit before it reaches the brain. What is a shock bonnet, you may ask? Hey, what is a shock bonnet? Hey, I just asked. A shock bonnet is made up of adaptive shock absorbers. Shock absorbers are made of thermoplastic. Every shock absorber has a hole in it. And upon impact, the shock absorber releases air to match the energy of the hit. The harder the shock absorber is hit, the more turbulence is built up in the cell, and the appropriate amount of air is released to minimize the hit to the brain. Some helmets even have a strapping system that runs the length of the helmet. This provides a custom fit, which keeps it on the head better. That's a hardy helmet, quite a recipe for protection. You know, even crazier than football players not wearing helmets is that this new technology was inspired by saline bottle. Oh, he's so simple yet so genius. That's right. Researchers found that the more you squeezed it, the stiffer it became. So simple yet so genius. Genius. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. I'm going to go put some in.